You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready to have some fun with Rattle Off contestants. One of the things we're going to be asking you is what your plans are for this. What are your plans for this weekend? Jeremy, I never asked you. What are you doing this weekend?
Multiple birthday parties that we have to go to this weekend.
Oh, no.
Should be a great time.
Are these all in the 6 to 10-year-old range?
A couple of them are, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be great.
I had somebody tell me about a Cuban restaurant nearby where I live. And so yeah? I'm going to check that out later today.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. I looked at their menu online and, oh, my goodness.
Girl,
it's kind of a cheat day. It'll be...
Good. Tear it up, man.
It'll be an adult beverage and something off that Cuban menu.
Let's trade.
I definitely win.
I'm going to have a juice box and...
I'm sorry, but I win. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Dougie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good, man.
Big plans this weekend for you?
No. Not really, just kind of hanging out, enjoying my 3 days off.
Sitting around, huh?
Hmm.
Watching? You binge watching anything right now?
Mayor of Kingstown.
I don't know that one.
I just read something about that like 5 minutes ago. Somebody was mentioning that they watched.
I gotta look it up.
And what'd you think?
I like it. It's pretty good. A lot of action. So.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's in between, kind of like there's. I'm just gonna kind of give you a gist. There's like seven prisons in this little town, and they got a guy that runs kind of things between the inside and the outside people.
I'm looking at Jeremy Renner's in it. Yeah. Oh, Kyle Chandler's in it. My wife will be all over it. She's in love with him.
Yeah. There you go.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Thank you for the tip, Doug.
Yeah,
we watched episode 2 of the new season of Ozark last night.
Oh, good. I got to get into that.
Yeah,
I'm stuck on Book of...
I started watching that a while ago and then stopped watching.
Oh, get back into it, man.
Get back into it.
It's such a good series.
So,
sure. It's too much stuff.
Too much stuff to watch.
Too much stuff,
there's too
man.
Much. I still have the new season of The Expanse that I haven't gotten to either. So, just a bunch of good stuff. Doug, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's try it out.
All right, you got 10 seconds. And in those 10 seconds, you need to give us 5 famous people named either Tom, Tommy, or Thomas. So 5 famous Toms, Tommies, or Thomases. Ready? And go!
You got Tom Brady, Tommy Hilfiger, Tommy Lee Jones, Tom Selleck, Tom Green.
Wow!
Look at that!
Wow!
Winner!
Dude, that one was intense.
Good for you.
Jones one almost screwed me up, but I got that one.
You got it.
You got
man.
Tommy Lee Jones. I like the funny Tommy Hilfiger in there, and even local nod to Tom Green.
No, I'm going to go with different Tom Green, but yes.
I'm going with our local Tom Green.
You do
work
that.
With me here.
Yeah, okay.
You know, news guy, sports guy.
He's on Channel 9. Channel 9, 4 o'clock.
That's who Doug was talking about.
Yeah, he's great on the air. Good job, buddy.
Dougie Doug.
Thank you.
You're the champion today. If you will stand by, Josh will come back. He's going to visit with you about your prize, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for listening. I feel bad because on line 5 here, Josh says that Lindsay has...
Put her
let's
on.
Talk to Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
So the really sad bad news is that now the prize has been won, but it says on my screen here that you've never gotten through to our show before.
I never have, and I called and I freaked out when I got through.
Oh, darn, he didn't even get to play.
Oh, man.
No, that's not okay. He was really good.
Can we just play? Let's play just for funsies. Let's let her do it.
You want to play for fun without a prize?
Sure.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. We're going to play for fun. And I can't do this with everybody's on hold, but we're just going with Lindsay here. If you don't get it, it was just for fun anyway, right? If you do get it, then we will send you a copy of one of the Mindbender books. How's that?
Oh, perfect.
All right.
Perfect. All right, let's see how you do. Here's what would have been coming up next in the list. By the way, I forgot to ask you, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm actually throwing my husband a surprise birthday party tonight.
Uh-oh. Oh. Now he knows.
Is he into surprise parties?
Nobody's into surprise parties.
I don't know. I've never thrown him one before.
So. He's going to love it.
I hope so.
How many people are coming?
About 15.
That's a good size.
That's all right. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How old is he turning?
He just turned 25.
Okay. Oh, he'll be into it at 25.
Yeah, he absolutely will.
Oh, those buddies will be there. You guys will do shots.
Jeremy, he's having that quarter-life crisis thing going on at 25,
he'll be fine.
You know. Oh, that's good. All right, where'd you meet that guy?
I actually met him through mutual friends. It's kind of a funny story, but I don't think we have time to go over it. So.
Yes, we do.
Sure we do. Do it. Tell
it
quick.
It's not naughty, is it?
No, no.
Then we definitely have time. On this show, we make time for good stories.
Okay.
So what do you got?
So my friend Peyton, she had never had an Instagram before. So she made one, and she knew my husband through like a adult youth group leadership that he was part of.
Okay.
And so she made the Instagram account and followed him and a bunch of other people. But he thought the account was me because she had only posted pictures of us together. And so he was like trying to talk to her, but really he was trying to talk to me. So when he found out she wasn't
the one,
me,
yeah, he's like, oh man. Yeah. Now, can I meet your friend?
That is such a great
story. That
kind
of sucks for your friend Peyton, though, who thinks there's a guy,
that.
Like, flirting with her.
I know, huh?
Poor
that
Peyton.
Is hilarious. And we all know it. I mean, no matter what the social media account, people often, they only have pictures of themselves with other people. And you look at it and you go, well, which one
who is this?
Which one are you?
Yeah. And so she's, like, super blonde, and I'm brunette. And so he was, like, waiting for her to post a picture of just the brunette girl, and then when she posts a picture of the blonde girl, he's like, okay, that's definitely not the one I was trying to find.
Oh no, I hope this didn't cause bad blood between you and Peyton, because he didn't want to like get
she
with her or anything.
She actually was like, he's such a good guy, like she put in a good
you guys need to go out
and the rest is history.
Now you're throwing surprise parties for him.
Now we've been married for almost 3 years, so
look
how cute.
At
how cute.
I love the story, Lindsay. So now I hope you win Rattle Off, but if you don't, well, you don't. All right?
It's just for fun.
10 seconds. 10 seconds, give us 5 things that you might see in the checkout line at a grocery store. You know when you're going to the checkout line, you turn to your right and you look and there's all these things. What are 5 things you might see in the checkout line? Ready and go.
Candy, gum, magazines. Chapstick and
beef jerky. Hey, she got it!
That's fun!
Hey!
Oh my gosh, you totally read it.
Beef jerky.
But yeah, they got the beef jerky and the Slim Jim sitting there.
Let me ask you something. Why do they always have beef jerky
in
the checkout? What is it about beef jerky?
What is it? I don't know.
I don't even know who really eats that stuff.
I love beef jerky.
It's like a healthy snack. But
right, you're looking for your protein or something. And
what really is in beef jerky?
I need some dry. I need some dried animal right now.
Yeah,
it's cow, dumb.
Is it like snouts and hooves and things like that?
I don't know.
What
spices? Various herbs and spices.
Beef jerky.
A lot of sodium. And cow. And flesh. It's flesh. It's
made
a bag of
with
flesh.
Whole, it's made with whole muscle beef. Whole muscle beef.
Flesh. Hey. Impulse buy.
It doesn't matter. You know what? Jeremy kind of gave a little bit of a hand. It doesn't matter. You're
a winner.
Another winner.
Yay for you.
You know, it's Friday. We're soft touches
today.
Friendly.
It's friendly Friday.
Here's what's going to happen now, Lindsay. We hope you have fun at the surprise birthday party. Thank you for the great story about how you guys met. And if you'll hold on, Josh will come back. He's going to get some information, and we will mail a copy of a Mindbender book to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. It was fun talking with you guys.
You're very welcome.
It's great talking to you.
Have a great weekend.